From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Protesters in St. Louis have used a news conference setting to express their anger at Missouri Governor Eric Greitens for his decision to allow a law to take effect next month that returns the city's minimum wage back to the state minimum. The governor spoke yesterday at an outdoor news conference to announce a plan to reduce violent crime in the city he called the most dangerous in the United States. But Greitens' message was often drowned out by about 24 protesters, many holding signs in support of the $10 minimum wage approved in 2015. The law took effect in May. State lawmakers this year passed a measure prohibiting local minimum wages and nullifying any already in effect. The St. Louis minimum reverts to $7.70 effective August 28th. Democratic U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri says she has more than $5 million to spend on her 2018 re-election campaign. McCaskill's campaign announced yesterday that she raised more than $3 million between April and June. She's building a war chest in face of an upcoming fight over her Senate seat. She's among 10 Senate Democrats running in 2018 in states won by President Donald Trump. So far, there's no front-runner Republican candidate to face off against McCaskill, though several high-profile Republicans have encouraged Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley to run. A man who served 10 years in prison before his conviction for murder in Columbia was thrown out won an $11 million judgment in federal court. A U.S. district judge issued the judgment yesterday in a lawsuit filed by Ryan Ferguson, who was released from prison in 2013 in the 2001 killing of a Columbia Daily Tribune sports editor. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Ferguson initially sued Columbia and Boone County and several law enforcement officials for $100 million. Only six current and former Columbia police officers were still defendants in the lawsuit, which alleged they fabricated evidence, coerced witnesses, and ignored other suspects. Ferguson was released after an appeals court ruled he didn't receive a fair trial because the prosecutor's office withheld evidence. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.